This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil to charge in Miami, clear them. Look, they were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is to take lessons.
You're just babble.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I really do. I do so much appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air. You know, calling me into question. I'm good with all that. You know, it's really funny because some people really have a problem. They being called up, being questioned about what they believe, what they're talking about doing. I don't care. I don't care because look at, you don't have to believe me. I lose nothing if you don't believe me. You don't lose anything if you don't believe me. Hopefully you're smart enough to go do your own homework. I encourage you people to do it all the time. Right? Go do your own homework. Check out these stories. Check out the issues and take your own spin on them. The thing that makes me nuts when people write to me, I wish I had an electronic shredder sound. Okay. Because when you send me emails or you respond to me on Facebook with the party line, forgive me, you're useless. It means you don't have a thought of your own. You're just spewing what they tell you. And I got to tell you, 8 out of 10 times, most of those people can't defend the party line. They have no clue as to why they're even saying what they're saying. So when we get to that point, I'm going, hey, whatever. You really don't understand. You really don't know. And then you can't have a conversation that way. If you're just spewing lines, look at it. I argue with my Christian buddies the same way. If all you're going to do is spew what the pulpit says and you don't know why you believe what you believe, yeah, you're useless too. There's no such thing as blind faith. If you're a Christian, there is just no such thing as blind faith. You believe what you believe based on what you believe to be God's word. That's not a blind faith. Anyway. Let's get to adulting. No, not adultery. I saw some of your eyes perk up. No, adulting. So East Carolina University is starting an adulting counseling program to help students deal with failure and other pitfalls of growing up. Vice Chancellor for Student Affairs Virginia Hardy says that students requested, ready for this one, 9,000 appointments with counselors last year. That's a lot. I don't care. That's a lot. That's an increase of 1,800 appointments over 2 years before that. Now, Daily Reflector of Greenville reports that the Hardy told university trustees that students are struggling to understand there will be setbacks in life. Remember, because when they were kids and they were home with you helicopter parents, they could do no wrong. There was no... I don't want to say punishment because that's not what I mean. There was no downside to making a mistake. There was no downside to anything they did because parents always picked up the slack for them. I mean, come on, I'm in this. What store was I in the other day? I was in one of the big box stores. Okay. And the girl, I don't know, she must have been 9, 10, 11, right in that age there. And mommy's picking her out a $280 phone. I'm not so sure my dad paid $280 for the TV set we had in the 70s. So I'm looking at this little girl and she's got, you know, nice, pretty sneakers on. And, you know, I know these things aren't cheap. I've been in, I have kids. And even when I go to store to buy myself shoes now, I always check out the kids' shoes to see, thinking to myself, wow, can a parent really afford? Now I'm not talking about the really cheap five and dime stores, you know, just the middle range stores, right? Can parents really afford 30, 40, 50 bucks for a pair of shoes for kids. Right, my Uncle Bill, he was a Boston police officer for years. I grew up, hung around a lot with my cousins. And he went to the Converse factory. I don't even know if Converse is still around. And we would go down there and get seconds seconds on the shoes. And you go, what are seconds? Well, the only thing wrong with the seconds, now notice I preface that with the only thing. The only thing wrong with the seconds was that the eyelets might be off, right? So instead of grinding the shoe up, throwing it away, they would sell them in seconds. And sometimes half price. And then you know that little blue band that went around the shoe, kind of like you had the white sole, and then you had, maybe had a, the shoe was blue or whatever, and they had a little band that kind of went around the sole in the shoe. And that would be off. Like, you know, like the guy, you know, the guy painting the lines on the freeway, got a little drunk, a little wavy. The line would be wavy. So again, they would sell them in seconds. So we'd buy those all day long. Because they were a heck of a lot cheaper than regular sneakers and stores. So you could say I have Converse. That was a big deal. Anyway, so we didn't have, you know, it was always pushed through. When something goes wrong, whatever happened, you can always push through it. I don't think they're taught that today. I think a lot of kids, not all, I think a lot of kids are not taught that today. Parents don't want their kids to feel bad. They don't want their kids to be set back. They don't want to feel any less than the rest of the kids. So they don't allow them to go through any of this stuff. If that's wrong. The Daily Reflector of Greenville reports that the Hardy told university trustees that the students are struggling under there to understand that there will be setbacks in life for responding to them properly, and this is a key for them to develop. Yes, parents should have been working on this when they were in this fifth grade, sixth grade, seventh grade. You don't always get what you want. You don't always come in first. You don't always get a trophy. You don't always get a gold star for your forehead. When students return in the fall, they'll be given a self-assessment about resiliency and offered help to deal. Oh, yeah, that would help, wouldn't it? They'll be given a self-assessment of resiliency offered to deal with stress through relaxation techniques and changing unproductive negative thoughts. I wonder what those are. You know, I'm reading some of this stuff sometimes. I read that and I go, no. What are unproductive negative thoughts? I'll never be able to do that? Well, isn't that what you learn as an adult? Don't you come back to these things and go, you know, I can learn how to do this. I'm good enough to figure this out. But when mommy and daddy were wiping your butt for you, you didn't even know you had to wipe yourself after you went to the bathroom. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina. You'll listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Can I, a couple of nitwits?
We are back. Now, how apropos that the lead is. Seriously, because some of these stories... You have to be on cocaine just to even think that they're real. And they are real. But, I mean, seriously, you have to think of the people that are involved in these things, that they're whacked as well. And you need to be on cocaine to believe. Now, you know, I'm just joking, people, right? You really would have to be on cocaine to carry these out, to, you know, I don't know, do these things, whatever. They make me, some of these stories just drive me out of my mind. It's not a long drive. I realize that. It's kind of a short hop. But it's, you know, anyway. So, but on a serious note, this recent bombing in I think it's Cada. I'm not sure. But again, I'm not the sharpest guy in the room. So here's the deal. Before I get back to this, some of the stories we're going to do tonight's show, so I can really get you all greased up here, so to speak. the a mother 36 and a son 19, they fell in love. They met a year ago. She gave him up for adoption. And then they met up again when he was 19. And they're in love. They're going to do what it takes to get married, have children. Yeah, the whole nine yards there. The, let's see. Oh, the New York Times blamed Donald Trump for all the bias in media. Yeah. I'm telling you, it's going to be another Bush thing, you know. He's going to be blamed for everything, including the common cold. The Confederate flag tattoo now, you may be required to remove that from your body. Oh, and this one, the East Carolina, and a college in East Carolina helps students to deal with adulting. Not adulthood, not adultery, but adulting. Let me see. Oh, and then a bunch of Muslim girls who were talking back to a judge and really got it handed to them, so to speak. So we got a whole bunch of the crazy stuff tonight as the night goes on. All right. So in Pakistan, the bomb that went off on the grounds of the hospital, the suicide attack took place shortly after the body of a prominent lawyer killed in a shooting earlier in the day was brought to the government-run facility. Senior police officials Afrida told the AP. And it was unclear if the two events were connected, although a splinter group of Pakistan, the splinter group of Pakistan, of the Pakistan, come on, Messina, with these lips. A splinter group of the Pakistan Taliban, and, in an email, said that they carried out both attacks. A spokesman for the group, Tariqi Taliban Pakistan and the Jamaatul R said the first in the first killed provincial president of Balochistan Bar Association, Bilal Qasi, and then carried out the suicide attack. Now, see, some people can say he's making fun of their names. How about it's really simple? I can barely speak English, and you throw in these names at me. So deal with it, okay? And then carried out a suicide attack on lawyers when they gathered to protest his killing. We proudly claim responsibility for the killing of the lawyers, the leader said, and then suicide attack on lawyers gathered to protest his killing. We will release video on these incidents, and our attacks will continue in Pakistan. The group believed to be based in Afghanistan's Nangarhar province has previously taken credit for other deadly terror attacks, including one at the Children's Park in Lahore, Pakistan. Now, the problem is it's not just ISIS is also claiming to be involved in this and that they've teamed up to this. Now, if ISIS in Pakistan, I mean, ISIS and the Taliban are working together and they're working together in Pakistan, boy, are they going to be in a world of hurt. You know what I'm saying? I mean, these two groups get together because, you know, we're not going to fight them both, right? Actually, we don't even fight one of them. Either one, really. And I'm looking at the pain in the faces of these people. You know, again, no sympathy for the killers. But you would have to be totally confused. You know, if they're sold out to their religious beliefs, and some Christians are, because I have Jewish friends, but I don't hang out with Jews. Right? They're saying, to believe that a Christian would do this kind of thing to another Christian is just crazy. So in their case, they're sitting there trying to figure out how does a Muslim kill another Muslim like this? How do they do that? Why would they blow up a group of people like this? Right? You'd have to try to understand this. At least I would be trying to understand it. Okay. Do you remember the Remington coach, the guy that was fired for praying after the games? No, maybe. Well, I'll refresh your memory. So a Washington State High School assistant football coach, he was fired for praying at midfield after the games. Now, they told him he couldn't do that. Now, here's the deal, though. After the game, it's officially over, so what's the problem? Right? So they told him he had to stop. And he now believes his religious liberty rights were violated. The Texas-based First Liberty Institute filed a lawsuit Tuesday in the U.S. District Court in Tacoma. It seeks to have Joe Kennedy restored to his job. He should be. As an assistant coach for the varsity team at Bremerton High School. It asks the court to rule that his post-game prayers are allowed. As long as the kids understand that he's doing this, that is his individual and private capacity. And he does. The kids are allowed to show up. The kids are allowed to be there, but he doesn't force them to be there. He doesn't make them run extra laps if they don't show up. He doesn't make them, you know, whatever. He doesn't punish them. There's no pain for not being there. The only one that got punished in this was the coach, which is nuts. He goes on to say it's perfectly constitutional. Not only that is it a violation of the Constitution to tell him he's not allowed to pray, said the Liberty Institute attorney. Anyways, they have pictures of the kids up here. He started doing it in 2008, I guess. And then this district asked him to stop the practice. So he refused, really. And he wasn't belligerent about it. He just said, you know what? I do it all the time. I give glory to God for the game that nobody got hurt and nobody this and nobody. You know, it's not like you could have at least, you know, bent the rules a little, helped us win. It's not what the prayers are about. The prayers are about making sure the kids understood and know what's going on. That the kids understood what healthy, honest competition is about, that nobody got hurt. The district argued that students could feel coerced into participating in religious activities when they see their coaches lead. I'll finish this up on this other break. I got something to add to this. Hey, I'm Joe Bacino, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. At Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I'd been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
They call me Cuba Key. I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick-chicky-boom, chick-chicky-boom. Yes, sir, I'm Cuban Pete.
We are back. Always a pleasure to be with you. Appreciate the time you spent with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. No, I really do appreciate the time you spent with us. And tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones, your enemies all about the show. And let them know that, hey, I am an equal opportunity bully. Yeah, you can say that. Because they're going to call me that anyhow, right? Because if I open my mouth and say anything that they're uncomfortable with, then I'm bullying somebody, right? And always, like I said, always a pleasure to have you on board. There comes the San Fernando Valley part of me, right? What do they call it, Valley Girl? Man, that's old. Anyway, always appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So many crazy things going on. So, I'm talking about the coach that was let go for praying midfield. All right? Now we have schools that actually provide prayer rugs and rooms. Because I guess the Muslim prayer requirement is that you pray 5 times a day, and I guess 2 or even 3 of those times take place while the kids are at school. So they're accommodated. Not a problem. And I'm sure no kid feels compelled to do such. The coach, however, he takes a knee on his own after football game, after the official game is over, on his own time, and thanks God for a safe game and teaching his these young men sportsmanship and that kind of stuff. He is suspended for not doing it because the kids may feel compelled to hang out next to him, listen to his prayer, or be part of it. Right? So the statement was released to the local news source up there. The Bremerton School District received notice today that a lawsuit has been filed. Now what this means is they're not going to answer any questions. That a lawsuit has been filed in federal court by former high school assistant football coach. We are reviewing the complaint and we'll be working with the district legal counsel to prepare the district's defense. You're indefensible, buddy. because this matter is now before the court, it's not appropriate for us to discuss the case in public. We rely upon the federal court to resolve this matter. Right? So, I love this stuff. The district doesn't want to appear to be coercing these kids into doing anything. But they're coerced every day. On school campuses all across the country, they're coerced every day. Taking certain classes, being part of certain groups. Because it's politically incorrect for you not to belong to this group or that group or the other group. And see, I'm not mentioning names because I don't want them trying to call me out. Because I got enough aggravation to deal with. I'm not going to deal with this one, too. But again, it's all the events and the things they tell the kids or ask the kids to be involved with, they are forced to be in some of the activities of the school, or else they're shunned or looked down upon. Right, those things were all okay. I did that story a couple of years back on the school district in New York that actually has in their sex education classes, they have bestiality explained. I don't want my kid in that. I don't buy that line. Well, kids are going to experiment, and this is what the superintendent said at the time. Kids will experiment. We might as well teach them how to be safe. No. I have no friends that I know of. I myself never looked at the dog and said, wow, you're looking pretty sexy today. You know what I'm saying? None of my friends. Yeah, and he was like, well, just didn't tell you. Okay, so, sure. So out of 100 other friends that I had growing up, maybe two of them were a little whacked in the head? Yes, having sex with animals makes you whacked in the head. You don't like that? Sue me. So anyhow, but think about what they're saying, what the school district is saying about this. Is that because a teacher that the kids all love and respect, by the way, takes a knee and thanks what he believes to be the almighty God for a safe game. Again, I'm just going to keep saying it. For a safe game, for allowing him to give, teach the kids properly. Because of that, they want him to resign. And for some of you who just joined the show, I'm going to go back to, because we're on this side of it anyhow. In the first hour, I was talking about some interviews I heard today with the surrogates for Mrs. Clinton. I don't even know if I want to call her Hillary anymore. That kind of gets stuck in my throat. And Dr. Gina Loudon, a friend of the show, a friend of mine, was on Fox today, and she was doing an interview where the surrogate for Mrs. Clinton said point blank that the only people that Trump has on his side are the white supremacists, the homophobes, and the evolution deniers. What's he saying? Anybody want to help me out with this? Because I don't want any preconceived notions here. What's he saying? Right? Just mark my words. Tonight is another one of those times. Mark my words. He's going to, or they're going to play him, or try to play him, like they did with that whole war against women thing. So now we have a war on Trump. War against Trump. Right, they make fun of how he treated women, and they don't talk about Bill Clinton's problem and how Hillary treated women. No. Just the blue-collar workers, right? What did Nancy Pelosi say about what used to be called the blue-collar workers? Now, because they're leaving the Dem Party, because they're leaning towards Trump, what are they calling them now? Now they're calling them the uneducated voters or the low-education voters. What if we did that? What if we, 10 years ago, what if we called blue-collar workers in the Republican Party, we called them low-education voters, that's why they're with the Dems? Well, that's what Pelosi basically said. That was okay. So now all those fear-mongering things, I'm using their words, I like using their words on them, but all those fear-mongering things that they talk about on a regular basis, they're trying on us now. So apparently the only people, think about this, I want you to think about what they're trying to do. The only people that are for Donald Trump are white supremacists, homophobes, and evolution deniers. Now, the evolution deniers I take bigger exception to because they're taking a shot at religious people. And as I said, I'm going to say it every hour. As I said in the first hour, if you are a Christian and you belong to the Democrat Party, and this doesn't bother you, you need to check yourself. Somebody is making fun. First of all, they want your gut out of the platform. I don't know how you even justify that. That's like joining a club that says, look, we don't believe in God, we don't want a God around, and we don't want to talk of God, and you're a Christian, and you join the club anyhow. Now, where's the glory there, huh? Got to be real proud. And specifically called out evolution deniers. I'm surprised he said, you know, at least we've got the Islam, you know, Muslims on our side. I could see him saying, I could see somebody saying that. And then later on in the day, I heard the same thing. Not exactly the same. I did not hear the evolution deniers one. But I did hear white supremacy and homophobic. That Trump appeals to the white supremacists and the homophobic groups. Those are the only ones he has on his side. Wow. Right? Anyway, I'll move on to the next one. But it just those things there went right through me. Like just like a red hot knife would go through me. So, okay, let me see. What was the other story I had up here? And this is actually from one of our writers, but I thought it was pretty good. Sophia Robinova. She's written a piece for us called "The First They Want Diversity, Then They Shout Racism," which is so true. Right, guys, it's so true. It's like I was telling Corey offline that they taught us for years that we had to be colorblind. They taught us for years that we shouldn't look at people's color. We shouldn't refer to people as Black Americans or Asian Americans or Italian, you know, skin color. No. But now all of a sudden it's changed. Not only are we supposed to recognize color, but we're supposed to hold certain colors above others. And now we see universities trying to incorporate or promote diversity on campus. But, man, it doesn't stop there. We'll deal with it more on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. We'll be right back.
Oh, let me tell you something. I am so sick of Washington and all its works and all them politicians down there and them congressmen and the congressmen. Boy, I'll bet you won't find none of them congressmen signing down their electric blankets tonight. Because if they did, their secretaries would get up and go home.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah! No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GTN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the stories you send, the things you want to talk about. I mean, I tell you, some of the stuff just drives me out of my mind. Not that, like I say, it's not that it's a long drive, but it still drives me out of my mind. So, as I said, if you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, head over to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's smarter people than I in the chat room, and it's just a lot more happening. We've got all kinds of stuff to keep you ADD freaks busy during the show. I mean, seriously, between the chat room, the stories on the website, and me speaking, my God, you couldn't want anything else. And the reason I keep asking you to go up to my website so you can check out the great writers we have up there. One of the recent stories that was put up there was about, and it's so true because we talk about it all the time on the show. The colleges can't make up their mind. The high school administrators can't make up their mind. That's how they want to deal with diversity or racism or whatever you want to call it. Because, I mean, it really, it just changes to the need of the administrator. What they want to call it, that is. Now, the university has been trying to incorporate or promote diversity on campus. However, a recent freshman orientation letter written by a Concordia University dean made students of color stop and consider, I think I'll have to apply elsewhere. The letter urged students of color to attend a separate orientation. So right, everybody needs to be the same. We want everybody equal, except you people of color, go over here. Very confusing people. They had a separate orientation meeting that would gear them towards becoming accustomed to the school, learn about programs and campus activities, yet it's no surprise that this was taken the wrong way. Now, Cheryl Chapman, University Dean of Diversity Affairs, who is an African-American woman herself, issued a letter to students of color and was scrutinized for the supposed racist content. Students felt as though the letter segregated the isolated students of color. It simply read, "In an effort to help new students of color feel more adjusted and connected to the university, a pre-orientation session will be held. All new students of color are expected to attend." Let that just sink in for a second. Now, isn't celebrating diversity supposed to be a good thing? According to the College Factual, almost 12% of the student body is African American. Allowing a special orientation for college students should feel welcoming, not isolating. It's important to note that the university dean did not specifically separate students of color for a separate orientation. The orientations for students of color is in addition. I got that. How is an additional orientation to celebrate diversity a support of segregation? Aren't university clubs, as the Black Student Union, which in fact celebrates black cultures, also a separation from the rest of the student body? So if separate, is a separate pre-orientation helpful or racist? I don't know. But here's the thing. We're constantly told that the way to make it work, the way to make everybody feel good, the way to make everybody to feel as part of the process is to allow everybody to belong, right? You don't call out one group over another. So I don't know if this is good or not. I would say no. Look at if the black kids or the kids of color have special needs or the campus, maybe the campus has a problem. Maybe the general populace has a problem with people of color. I don't know. If that's the case and that's what the special orientation is, then I agree with the writer. Maybe they need to apply to a different school. But if it's simply because they have been issues in the past that they want to know about, I don't know. It does make me nuts when I see stories like this. Because there's really no reason for it. No, seriously. Because you're confusing the crud out of the rest of us. So I told you we're going to do some... we're gonna do some sick stories, right? I told you that already, though. So the Daily Mail is reporting, and we've done stories like this before, and I love that people try to defend it. I really wish I could get somebody on the phone to call in to defend something like this, right? This is a mother and son who met. Now, she gave him up for adoption when he was first born, which is probably on her part a smart thing to do, depending on situation she was in. And so they recently met again. And he said, we ended up kissing. And we ended up kissing some more. And the kissing led to other things. And then we fell in love. And they're willing to go to jail to defend their relationship. Now, this is called, never heard this before until the last couple of years of doing the show, genetic sexual attraction. Right now, they're trying to normalize this. Like, this is a normal thing. that this happens or does happen. A mother and son whose forbidden love affair could land them each in a lengthy jail sentence have declared that they are madly in love with each other. Nothing will tear them apart. Monica Mayers, 36, and her son Caleb Peterson, 19, face up to 18 months in prison if they're found guilty of incest at a trial later on in New Mexico. But the mother and son couple have vowed to fight for their right to have a sexual relationship and are appealing to the public to donate to their legal fund. Not going to happen. Yeah, you guys in the chat room are getting as wigged out as I am, right? I mean, seriously, I mean, I love my mother. All right? I love my mother when she was a... Now, I know she listens to the show sometimes, so she's probably going to slap me around. But when she was a young lady, young woman, a lot of people thought she was my mom. I mean, they thought she was my sister. Because she looked so young. So she was a very attractive young lady. But I'll tell you what, never one time did I look at her and say, you know what? Yeah, she'd be hot to have a relationship with. It's my mother. But what scares me is some of these psychobabblists that say this is not that it's okay, but it's not unnatural. It's not necessarily a bad thing. And they call it a genetic sexual attraction. And these relationships happen all the time. We did that story a couple of months ago about the daughter. Same thing. That she was given up for adoption a long time, or daddy left, or whatever the story was. Comes back into the picture 18 years later. Right? They went out to over dinner to talk and get caught up and what have you. And they ended up in bed together. I mean, does this just tell you where society's at from a standpoint of sex is just sex and it really doesn't matter? I'm just asking because, you know, I'm not the genius here. I have a degree in nothing, which means I know nothing about everything. I just happen to have a microphone. In an exclusive individual interview with the Daily Mail online, they told how they are willing to risk everything to be together and have decided to go public with their affair in a bid to raise awareness of genetic sexual attraction. You know, which means if they're in a group, is there a group for this? I can only imagine, right? She was 16 years old. Okay. She's a mother of 9 children. Make your own, assumptions there. The, GSA is defined as sexual attraction between close relatives, such as siblings or half siblings, a parent and offspring, or first and second cousin. I understand that mother-son relationships are much more common than the others. All right. Also goes on to say first and second cousins who first meet as adults. Mayor said he is in love. He is the love of my life and I don't want to lose him. My kids love him. My whole family does. Nothing can come between us. Not courts, not jail, nothing. Well, I'm sorry to beg to differ with you, honey, but if they put you guys in jail, there will be, you will be apart. And I really wouldn't tell any of my cellmates I was getting on with my son. You know what I'm saying? It may not be a good thing. Mayor said, I have to be with him when I get out of prison. I will move out of Clovis to a state that allows us to be together. Incest is a crime in all 50 states, honey. You might want to look it up. But the specifics of the laws and punishments vary greatly from state to state. Mother of 9, Mayor said that she would even give up the right to see her other children. This is a sickness. Seriously. She's willing to give up all the other kids to be with him and for sex with him. It's all about sex, she said. Anyway, if you want to read the rest of the story, we're going to have a link to it up on the website later on. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time that you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. A lot more of this crazy stuff coming up in the next hour. I'm telling you, I'm catching up on all the nutso stories that you guys sent me last week. The New York Times blaming Trump for biased media coverage. Are they serious? Yeah, I don't get it. And then, an East Carolina school that is helping students to deal with adulting. No, not adultery, but adulting. Oh, God save us all. I'm Joe Basile, your host, listening to The Real Side. Be back in just a couple minutes.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.